rest and Sabbath, these are things that we need to make time for, however you can. Gloria White Hammond, a pediatrician in Boston, grew up in a family of eight, and her father was stationed in the Air Force in Guam. She writes, "Every Sunday afternoon, Father would take us to the beach. I remember looking out at the car. It was a Studebaker, and all eight of us kids were crammed into it. I remember seeing my mom on the porch, waving goodbye. I thought she was so brave because she was smiling, even though there was no room in the car for her. I thought of her as making a sacrifice of love so that we all could go to the beach. She had to stay home, alone. And it wasn't until I grew up and had children of my own that I realized she wasn't making a sacrifice of love. She was sneaking Sabbath." Sneaking Sabbath, I love that phrase. For our Creator has designed us not to be working and stressed and active 24/7. Rather, He made us to be balanced, awake, then asleep, working, then resting. And at the end of every week, He said, "Sabbath, be still, rest." So as He has designed us to be balanced, sometimes we have to sneak a little Sabbath to regain that balance in our life. Now, Sabbath rest and restoration is what Jesus was speaking about in those familiar words where He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." And yet when we read the wider context of what Jesus was saying, we realize and we see that many did not want this rest. They didn't want what Jesus was extending. Something was in the way. And the something, we read, was wisdom and understanding. Or rather, empty wisdom. Empty understanding. Or we might even say, knowing better than God knows. See, the so-called wise and understanding people of Jesus' day said that they had it all figured out. Rest and peace would come after their wisdom, understanding, and all of that was put into practice. And we know that the scribes and the Pharisees sincerely believed that after the people of God got their act together and perfectly lived out the moral code, then God would come back, reestablish their kingdom, their glory. Now, friends, I know you and I experience a similar pressure to get things right. That if we got the details right, then we would experience rest and peace. We see this in work, don't we? If you put in hours and then more hours and then more hours, then you might finally make something of yourself. We see it when we raise our children. If we get them in so many activities all the time, all the time, all the time, then, oh, we know then they'll be successful when they grow up. We see it in our spiritual life, even thinking about Sabbath. If we practice Sabbath and rest right, then we'll be at peace. Now, work, activities for our children, and Sabbath are good things, right? But sometimes our hearts are bent to trust in those things rather than the one who created us and made us. So we see that those things lead only to burnout. Lead only to burnout. See, the problem with a lot of the wisdom in the world is that it makes a lot out of human capacity and very little out of human struggle and human brokenness. It makes a lot out of what we can accomplish and very little out of the societal forces that enslave us and the forces within that hold us bondage, the forces that we read about from Paul's letter. And it makes a false promise that if you did it all just right, then you would be absolutely independent. But dear friends, we are created creatures of the Creator. And so the words of the poet and songwriter Bob Dylan ring true. You gotta serve somebody. So I ask you this morning, who do you serve? What do you serve? And I imagine that a lot of you desire rest and peace at the end of your work, at the end of your efforts. So will your pattern of life get you there? Or are you operating on the schematics of the world rather than the design of the Creator? So friends, true rest, true life, true peace is hidden from the ways of the world. It's hidden because the ways of the world will never get you there. Peace and rest are only had by being yoked, connected to Jesus, for he's the one who says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle, lowly in heart. You're going to find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light." Yes, dear friends, Jesus desires rest and peace for your lives, for your communities as you live where you're sent. And he uses the image of being yoked together. A yoke was a wooden beam that was extended across the back of work animals. And in the Old Testament, it was often used as an image of slavery, of burden. But here, Jesus uses the image more closely to apprenticeship, eventual freedom. Yes, this wooden beam would be extended across the work animal's back, and it would pull a cart or a plow. And these animals had to be trained. They were often oxen, and a new ox needed to be broken in. If you put a new ox under the yoke on its own, it would pull and fight and pull and fight as if trying to escape until it burned itself out. So to train the young ox, you would yoke it to an older, wiser ox. And you would see the older one show the younger one just how much effort was needed, what the rhythm would be, how to pull the cart steady and even instead of jerking it along. In time, that young ox would learn as it walked side by side the unforced rhythms and the very special cadence of being an ox. And dear friends, you are much more than an ox or a beast of burden. And yet the image is what Jesus uses to say to you, come to me, be connected to me. This is the Son of Man who came not to demand a service, but to serve, to walk beside you, to teach you unforced rhythms of rest, that wherever you go and whatever burdens lie heavy on your heart, you might not be alone, ever. So he says, come, I will give you rest, learn from me. And your entire being will fill with rest. The work is easy. It's light. Come. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, both now and forevermore. Amen.